بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praises be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lessons, we went through and we studied the first, second, and third invalidator of al-Islam. The author, rahimullah, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. I'lam anna nawaqid al-Islami ashara. Know that the matters which invalidate a person's Islam are 10. Al-awwal, the first of them, ash-shirku fi ibadatillahi ta'ala, is ash-shirk. And ash-shirk is sarful ibadati li ghayrillah, directing any form of worship to other than Allah. And then the author mentioned the ayah, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih, wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Verily Allah does not forgive for shirk to be performed, i.e. for any partner to be made with him, or for any ibadah to be directed to other than him. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha, and he forgives anything which is less than shirk for whoever he wills. And Allah said in the Quran, innahu man yushrik billah faqad harrama Allah alayhi al-jannah wa ma'wahu an-nar wa ma lil-zalimin min ansar. He said, verily whoever ascribe partners to Allah, meaning in worship, faqad harrama Allah alayhi al-jannah, then Allah has made jannah forbidden upon him, wa ma'wahu an-nar, and his final abode is the fire, wa ma lil-zalimin min ansar, and the people of dhulm, i.e. the people of shirk, will not have any helpers on yawm al-qiyamah. He said, وَمِنْهُ الذَّبْحُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ يَذْبَحُ لِلْجِنِّ أَوْ لِلْقَبَرِ. And from the examples of shirk in worship is to slaughter an animal in somebody's name besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who slaughters an animal for the sake of a jinn, or to be protected from a jinn, or a person slaughters an animal towards a grave, or in the name of a person in the grave. الثاني, the second matter which invalidates a person's Islam, من جعل بينه وبين الله وسائط, whoever places people between themselves and between Allah, يدعوهم ويسألهم الشفاعة, invoking those people, supplicating to those people, seeking shafa'ah and intercession from those people, ويتوكلوا عليهم, and placing reliance and dependence upon those people, kafara ijma'an, then this person has left the fold of Islam by ijma', by the complete unanimous agreement of the ummah. And this is because that this type of shirk, placing people or awliya or salihun between the people and between Allah, this is the asl form of shirk. This is the original form of shirk. And this is what the mushrikun used to do. وَالَّذِي نَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Like Allah said, when he told us about the mushrikun of Quraysh, that those people who have taken others besides Allah's awliya, they say, we don't worship them except that they take us closer to Allah. So they were a form of intercession. الثالث, the third matter which invalidates a person's Islam, مَنْ لَمْ يُكَفِّرْ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, whoever does not consider the mushrikeen to be kuffar, or shakka fi kufrihim, or doubts their disbelief, or sahaha madhhabahum, or validates their aqidah, kafir, this person has also left the fold of al-Islam. Because the prophets, all of them, from the first to the last, they fought against the people of ash-shirk and they considered them to be kuffar. Like in the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّنَا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ, when they said to their people that we free ourselves from you, وما تعبدون من دون الله, and that which you worship besides Allah. He said, they said, kafartum, that you have disbelieved. The fourth matter which invalidates a person's Islam is what we are going to study today. And the author, rahimullah, he said, من اعتقد أن غير هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه. Whoever believes that somebody else's guidance is more complete and perfect than the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه. Or believes that the laws and the judgments of others are better than the laws and the judgments of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كالذي يفضل حكم الطواغيت على حكمه. Like those people who prefer the rule of the tawaghit over the rule of Allah and His Messenger, فهو كافر. Then this person has also left the fold of Islam. So the fourth invalidator is regarding those people who believe inside them, that the laws of men are either better or more complete or more relevant or more appropriate or even equal to the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever believes this has left the fold of Islam. If a person lived according to Islam and ruled by the laws of Islam whilst believing at the same time that the other man-made laws or the secular laws are equal in terms of how appropriate or what is better in the interest for mankind, they are equal to the laws of Islam, this is kufr. Even if the person actually abides by the rules. So if a person rules by the laws of Islam whilst at the same time believing that the other laws are equal to the laws of Islam or better than the laws of Islam or more appropriate to the laws of Islam or more beneficial to the people than the laws of Islam, then all of this is al-kufr. Or if a person believes that as a Muslim, we have a choice whether we should rule by the law of Islam or we should rule by the other laws, then this is also kufr. And the author mentioned two things. He said, whoever believes that the guidance of other than the messenger is more complete than the guidance of the messenger, or the guidance or the laws of others is better than the laws of Islam. And the reason why this is kufr is because in the Quran, there are clear ayat which tells us that the laws of Islam are complete and perfect, and that the laws of Islam are better than all the other laws. So whoever says, no, I don't believe that the laws of Islam are perfect, they have directly disbelieved in the ayat of the Quran. And whoever says that I believe there are other laws which are better than the laws of Islam has also directly rejected the Quran, and such a person is a kafir. So for example, Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ, that verily this Quran, it guides to that which is most upright. Meaning the guidance in the Quran is what offers us the most upright, the most beneficial, the most complete and perfect laws. And everything else is pale in comparison to the laws of Islam. So if now somebody comes along and says, no, I believe that democracy or communism or Marxism or any other law is actually better and more relevant to for the people, then this person has gone against the clear ayah of the Quran. And anybody who rejects an ayah of the Quran and says, no, I don't believe this, I believe the opposite to be true, then this person is a kafir. So this is why whoever believes that other laws are equal to the laws of Islam or better than the laws of Islam or more complete than the laws of Islam, this is the reason why it is kufrun akbar. Because this person has rejected clear ayat of the Quran. In the sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you hear this every week, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "Inna khayr al kalami kalamullah." The best speech is the speech of Allah. Wa khayr al hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in another wording, "Ahsan al hadith kitabullah." The best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ النَّبِيِّ. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he directly and clearly tells us that the best speech and the most perfect speech is the speech of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance and the most perfect guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then a person comes along and he says, no, I don't believe that the guidance of the Prophet or the laws of Islam are appropriate to 2019. Or I believe that these other laws and systems are equal or better than the laws of Islam. Or that a person has a choice. A person can either choose this or choose that. Then all of this is al-kufr. Because this person has gone against a direct clear hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also in the morals and the mannerisms which Islam teaches us. These manners and these ethics are better and more complete and more perfect than all the other systems which are out there. Everything which we are taught in school, if it goes against Islam, then Islam is better. And this is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you, O Muhammad, you are upon lofty manners and lofty morals. So in the laws of Islam and in the guidance of Islam and in the manners and the morals of Islam, Islam is perfect, Islam is complete, and everything else is pale in comparison. And when it comes to it being perfect, so if a person said that I believe Islam has some deficiencies, na'udhu billah, or I believe that the laws of Islam, they don't suit 2019. They were okay back then for the Arabs in the peninsula, but now in the West, these laws don't suit al-Islam. This is also kufr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described His religion as being complete and perfect. And whatever is, and from the completion and the perfection of Islam is that it applies to every time and every place until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day, I have perfected for you your religion. What's the meaning of the religion being perfect? Meaning this religion, it doesn't require an addition, it doesn't require any change, it doesn't require anything to be taken away from it. The same laws which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam implemented back then are relevant today and they remain relevant till Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I've completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I'm happy with Islam as being your religion. So anybody who says that the guidance of somebody else is more perfect than the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has invalidated Islam for this reason, that this person is going against direct and clear ayat and a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's like a person saying that if a person was in front of the Prophet and the Prophet said to him X, Y, Z, that person says, no, I don't believe in what you're saying. This person is clear kafir, because he's clearly rejecting what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying to him. And like these, the hadith and the ayat. And also, the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if a person says that I will take from the Quran because this is the speech of Allah, as for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then I am not going to accept them. As a source of legislation, as a starting point, I don't accept the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is also kufr, clear kufr. And the author, he directly mentioned, he said that whoever believes that the guidance of other than the messenger is better than the guidance of the messenger, this is also kufr. Now there is of course a difference between a person who says that I won't accept this hadith because I believe this hadith to be daif, weak. Or I believe that another hadith is stronger in terms of its evidence, authenticity over this hadith. This is something else. But for a person to say I don't accept the hadith and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as legislation or as laws, then this is kufr. Why? Because the role of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he is al-muballigh anillah, that he is one who merely conveyed what Allah had legislated. So in Islam, We have the shari' and we have the muballigh. The meaning of shari' is the one who legislates. And the one who legislates is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decided these laws from above the seven heavens and the seven and the earth. The muballigh is the one who conveyed on behalf of Allah. And that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even in the Prophet's own statements, he didn't come with something from his own self. Even his own statements were from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that Allah revealed to him to say what he was saying. And Allah said in the Quran, Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba bil-haq litahkuma bayna an-nas bima araka Allah. Allah said in the Quran, Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba bil-haq. Verily, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book with the truth. Litahkuma bayna an-nas. So you may judge upon the people, bima araka Allah, according to what Allah has shown you and Allah has taught you. So in this ayah, notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have revealed to you the book in truth to judge amongst the people according to how you see fit. He didn't say bima araita, according to what you see. Rather, Allah said bima araka Allah, according to what Allah has shown you. And this shows us that the rulings and the judgments of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them were in accordance to what Allah had taught him. And the ulama, Imam As-Suyuti rahimullah, he said, Al-wahyu wahyani, that the revelation is actually two types of revelation. So when we say revelation, in reality there are two revelations. One type of revelation, yuktabu fil mushafi wa yuta'abbadu bi tilawatihi. One type of revelation is written in the mushaf, the Quran, the copy of the Quran. And this revelation, its recitation is ibadah. Its recitation is ibadah. And the other type of revelation is what is not written in the mushaf. And neither do we recite it. Meaning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of the Prophet. So the Quran and the sunnah, they share some characteristics and then there are some differences between them. That which they share is that both of them are a form of revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never allowed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make any mistake when it comes to conveying the sharia. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was protected from making any mistake when it comes to conveying or implementing the sharia. So even in the instances in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry, or he rebuked the people with harshness, or he was gentle with them, all of this is revelation. And in any matters of ijtihad, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may have made a mistake or an error in judgment, it's better to say, then Allah would correct the Prophet. Like in the ayah, Abasa wa tawalla, when Allah said, he frowned and he turned away. And ja'ahu al-a'ma, when the blind man came to him. In this story, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with a group of very important people. And these important people, they were the heads of the tribe. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really wanted to give da'wah to these people, really focused on these people. Because these people are the heads of the tribe, the chieftains. So if they accept Islam, then hundreds of other people will also accept Islam. Because if the chief of the tribe accepts Islam, or the leader of the community, then everybody who is underneath him will also accept Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was focusing on these people. Then an old blind man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for some guidance or some questions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was focusing on those people, when he saw the blind man, he turned away. He frowned and he turned away. Why? Because in the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if these people, the chieftains of the tribes, if they accept Islam, hundreds of people will accept Islam. If this old man accepts Islam, then only he will accept Islam. So in the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people are deserving of more attention. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He corrected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَعْبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. That when you frown and you turn away, meaning you shouldn't have turned away from him, because it is Allah who guides. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes to the conveying of the Sharia or the implementing of the Sharia, he was protected from making any mistakes. In any of his ijtihad, in his personal judgment, if he made an error in his personal judgment, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would correct him, like in this ayah and one or two other instances. So the point is that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, then it is guidance and it is a form of revelation. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he does not speak from his own desires. He does not speak from his own logic. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Rather, it is only revelation which comes down to him. The only difference is that the revelation of the Quran is a direct revelation from Allah, and it is contained in the Mus'haf, and we worship Allah through reciting the Quran. The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also revelation, and it also comes from Allah, but not as direct as the Quran. So the Quran is the speech of Allah and the meaning is from Allah. However, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the inspiration and the revelation is still from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of the Prophet are not recited as a form of ibadah. So for example, we don't sit and recite the hadith like innamal a'malu bin niyyat wa innama li kulli imrin ma nawa. We don't recite it, we don't make tilawa of it like we make tilawa of the Quran. And these are some of the differences between the speech of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the speech of Allah has certain rulings. For example, according to an opinion of the fuqaha, a person has to have wudu for touching the mushaf. This is an opinion. And a person who is upon janaba, major impurity, cannot recite from the Quran. And the Quran can be recited in the salah. The Quran can be recited in tawaf. The Quran, if a person merely recites it without understanding anything from it, he still gets good deeds, and it is a form of worship. The Quran, لِكُلِّ حَرْفٍ مِّنْهَا حَسَنَةً. There is a good deed for every letter of the Quran. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And each good deed is multiplied by 10. All of this relates to the Quran. The Quran is recited in i'tikaf, recited in Ramadan, recited in at-Tarawih. This is the speech of Allah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not take any of these rulings. So a person doesn't require wudu to read the hadith. A person can be in a state of janaba and still read the hadith. A person doesn't recite the hadith in his prayers and his tawaf and i'tikaf. So what is the difference in terms of reading the Quran, the hadith? That the hadith we read and memorize for the sake of knowledge. The only reason we read and memorize the hadith is to try to take some benefit and knowledge from the hadith. But if a person just sat there and just recited the hadith and he doesn't understand anything from the hadith, like he recites the Quran, there's no reward in it. But ultimately, both of them are revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah said that he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he does not speak from his desires, from his own thoughts. Rather, it is revelation which comes down to him. Therefore, what is the obligation upon the believers when it comes to the rules and the laws and the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger? That we completely submit to whatever Allah and His Messenger says. Firstly, we implement that which they say and ruled. And thirdly, we believe inside us that the laws of Islam and the morals of Islam are better, more perfect and complete than any other rules or laws. And Allah said in the Quran, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah said, and no, verily by your Lord, they do not believe, they do not have iman until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a judge in that which they dispute over. So it is the laws of Islam that have to be implemented, and they are the judge in the matters of difference. And also Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasuli. O people of iman, do not put yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. This was one of the etiquettes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the companions when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of iman, meaning the Sahaba, La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasuli. Do not put yourselves forward in front of Allah and His Messenger. So this ayah was implemented when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive, walking on the earth amongst the people. That if a decision need to be made, it wasn't allowed for the companions to make a decision before they hear what Allah and His Messenger have said. They had to remain silent and wait until they know what Allah and His Messenger have said. And then after this, they can make their statement. So the companions were forbidden from putting themselves in front of the Allah and His Messenger. Just as this ayah was relevant to when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive, then this ayah is just as relevant now, even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not with us. So even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has died, but like Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said, وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ, the religion of the Prophet, it remains. So when Allah said to the companions, don't put your opinions and your statements before the statement of Allah and His Messenger, meaning wait and hear what Allah and His Messenger have to say, then the same applies today. That all people of iman, all Muslims, even though the Prophet has passed away, however his rulings, his laws, his religion still remains. So don't put your own opinions in front of the laws of Al-Islam. Don't put your own judgments in front of the judgment of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also other laws of science and laws of sociology or psychology, we don't put them in front of what Allah and His Messenger have said. And this applies to every single law. Everything which Allah and His Messenger legislated 1419 years ago, it still applies today. It doesn't matter what people tell us. So this is what is an obligation upon the Muslims. There's one issue which remains, and this is the issue of al-hukmu bi ghayri ma anzalallah, and that is ruling by other than what Allah has revealed. Like now, in some of the houses, some of the communities, some of the countries, the people of authority in the houses or the communities or the countries, the rulers, they rule by laws which Allah did not reveal. So some of them are ruling by democracy, some of them are ruling by communism, some of them are ruling by other matters, secularism, and they're not ruling by Islam. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not rule, or whoever rules by other than what Allah has revealed, then verily they are the people of kufr, the disbelievers. Disbelief, al-kufr, as we studied previously, is two types. There's kufrun akbar, major kufr, and there's kufrun asghar, which is minor kufr. So ruling by what other than what Allah has revealed, sometimes it is kufrun akbar, and sometimes it is kufrun asghar. Sometimes it is major kufr, and sometimes it is minor kufr. And the ulama, they have clarified when it is major kufr and when it is minor kufr. And we'll go into more detail later on in the series. However, generally speaking, if a person rules by other than what Allah has revealed, believing that those laws are better than Islam, this is Kufrun Akbar. Or believes that those laws are equal to the laws of Islam, this is Kufrun Akbar. Or he believes that a person has a choice and a freedom, that you can rule by the laws of Islam or you can rule by the other laws of Al-Islam. This is Kufrun Akbar. However, the ulama clarified that if a person rules by other than the laws of Allah, whilst believing that the laws of Allah are the obligation, and they are better, and that this is al-Islam. But this person does it for some worldly reason. For example, he's scared of sanctions from a particular country. Or he believes that if he rules by the other laws, then financially he's going to be helped. Or he will gain some form of authority, then this isn't kufrun akbar. So this is kufrun amali. This is the kufr of the actions, not the kufr of the belief. And in this kufr of the actions, it is only minor kufr. And this is why Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in the tafsir of this ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, whoever does not rule according to what Allah has revealed, they are the disbelievers. He said, kufrun duna kufr. That this is kufr, however it is lesser than kufr. Meaning it isn't kufrun akbar, however it is kufrun asghar. And also from the mistakes with regards to this ayah, is that some people, when they try to explain this ayah, they make it specific to the rulers of the Muslims. And this ayah isn't specific to the rulers of the Muslims. Rather, this ayah applies to every single person who makes any judgment by other than what Allah has revealed. So Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ, whoever, anybody who does not rule by that which Allah has revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say the rulers of the countries or the kings of the countries who don't rule by what Allah revealed, they are the kuffar. He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ, anybody who does not rule by that which Allah has revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, they are the people of disbelief. So those people who have this ulterior motive, they try to make this ayah exclusive to the rulers only, even though the wording of the ayah is general. So this ayah applies to a father in the house, and the imam of a masjid, and a leader of the community, just as it applies to the ruler of the country. So that's one mistake. The second mistake is not differentiating between a person who rules by other than what Allah has revealed, believing that those are better or more equal or more applicable, and between a person who rules by other than what Allah has revealed, however he does it for a purely worldly reason. He knows that the wajib is the rule of Allah, and that the rule of Allah is better and more complete and more perfect. I mean, it is revelation from Allah. But for whatever worldly reason, he rules by other than the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, we'll go through that inshallah at a later stage. We'll suffice with that. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.